Gopher Sheldon.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mary?
Yes.
Mary, how are you doing? This is Sheldon Benjamin here.
Good, Sheldon.
Yes. So, Mary, can you check your email, please? You must have an email from us from our portal. It's Teamworks.
Okay.
You should have an email from. Let me confirm. You should have an email from Teamwork.
Yeah, okay. I'm going in there right now.
No problem. Take your time.
All right, here we go. I got two from you. Okay, you've been added by Sheldon.
Yeah.
Creative Design Agency. Welcome on board. Okay.
Perfect. So please follow the first link. You should be guided to an account creation page. Please create an account. Once you do, you'll be able to find a message from me on the platform.
Okay, now wait a minute. It says, okay, Creative Design Agency.
Yeah.
And Teamwork, you've been added. Creative Design Agency, get started. Is that where? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, what am I doing? Creating an account?
Yes.
Create a password.
Take your time, Mary.
Okay, let's see. By signing up, you agree to the storing of your data, privacy statement. I guess it's finished signing up. I think it'll take my Mr. Acre. Oh, I got two numbers in it. All right.
Everything good?
All right. No tasks.
So, you're in?
Is me?
I guess you're in, right? You've created the account?
Oh, is that all I do?
Oh, yeah. So, on that, the main page, you should be able to see, you know, list, board, table, and the end messages.
On this page?
Yeah. Right below your name?
At the top is Mary E. Johnson.
Yeah, below that, you should see some, like, list, board, table, something like that.
It says task list.
Yeah. Messages.
Then it says general tasks, but to the left it says task lists and all lists.
Mm-hmm.
a general task.
Yeah.
Task list, add.
You should also be able to see messages, right?
Oh. Messages. Oh, at the top here.
Yeah.
At the top. One of the headings is messages.
Yes.
Okay.
Click on that.
Yeah. All right. Now, messages.
You should have a message from me.
Okay. Welcome on board. Sheldon,
yes, click
Benjamin.
On that.
Okay. You are doing well. Okay, what am I? Okay, are you, may just read this letter?
No, you don't have to read it. Basically, it contains my number, okay, and my office, my cell number and my office number, okay, to reach out to
oh,
me.
Okay.
Also, it has two forms. You can see in the task key, the publishing information form and the book marketing service form, right?
Okay, hold on. All right, now what I'm seeing is, all right, down here at the bottom,
yes.
In Word, two attachments.
Yes.
Content, book marketing service, and then content publishing information. Okay,
yes.
Want to click on each of those? Click on one, then the other?
Yeah, you should be able to see a download all option as well. Or you can just click the three dots, and it will show you a download option.
Okay, I clicked download all, and I got open file.
Yeah.
Open file way up here on the left?
Yeah.
Way up here on the right? Okay.
So open a file. These are basically forms. One is for publishing and one is for marketing. Okay.
Really, what I'm seeing is file 547623.MaryEJohnson.
What?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. You must have downloaded a, since these are two files and not a single file, they must have downloaded as a zip file, both of them.
Oh.
I have a better idea. You see the file name? Okay, just click on the three dots. You should see a download option for the file.
Okay, let me go back one then. Well, if it's, well, what am I? I can't go back. Well, I'll get rid of that. Welcome on board.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you said click on three dots.
Yeah,
the
three
first
dots.
One, both a,
yeah, you can
yeah.
download them individually. For each file, you'll have to do that. Just click on and then click download. You'll download the individual file.
All right.
You can do the same for the other one.
Yeah, the other one that says open file is download.zip. I don't want that. So I've got to appear at the top, open file for the marketing service.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming in Word. Book marketing service questionnaire, client name.
Yeah, just fill those out. Fill those out and send them back to me. I'll also show you how to reply on this platform as well. So go back to the Welcome On Board page.
Oh, okay. I was getting ready to print this one.
You don't have to print it. You can just send it back to me on this platform.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, if I get out of here, am I going to be able to go back? So there's two of them.
Yeah. Because you're taking two services.
One
is publishing and one is marketing. So for both the services, they're different forms.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you want me to just fill those out and call and email them to you?
And you can just send them back on the same platform. Actually, you can just reply in the same message and attach the forms. I'll show you how. Okay?
I can do what?
Go to the message, the Welcome On Board message.
Okay, I see that at the top here. I'm going to go out of this screen then?
Yeah, no, you should see an add reply option.
Add a message.
A blue button. A blue button that says add reply.
That says, there is a button that says messages and a blue that says download all and blue that says add a message. And they only
You have to click the welcome on board message. Click on the welcome on board message.
Okay, it just says. Okay, welcome on board. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Find the best CRM software. Are you currently using blah, blah, yes or no?
Where is that?
Compare CRM prices.com.
Well, how did you land there?
I don't know. That's what came up. I'm going to go back. Oh. Let's see. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, click on welcome aboard.
Okay, welcome aboard. I need to click on your name.
Just the message is fine. Just click on the message. And you see the entire hello, hope you're doing well?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you should also see a blue button that says add reply.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, click on it.
Click on that add reply.
Yeah, you have a box in which you can type in now, okay? Do you have the box?
I'll click it again. Yes, there's a box.
Yeah. So you can type whatever message you want here, okay? And below, right below the box, you should see who should be notified, then two names,
uh-huh.
And below that you should see attach a file, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can just click attach a file. Once you're done filling the forms, attach those files here, and we're good to go.
All right. So I'm going to go back. I'm not going to do anything here yet. I'm going to just go up here to Book Marketing Service and click the three dots.
You've already downloaded the forms. You have them, right?
No, I went back.
Oh yeah, directly opened the files. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Well, let's see. Do I need to go back?
You don't really need to go back. You can just scroll down, and you'll see the download option, the same three dots on the file.
scroll down. I am scrolled down to the bottom where it says attach a file. But if I right up above, to the marketing and publishing.
Yeah. Sorry, scroll up. I have mine adjusted for scroll down.
Okay.
So download the forms, fill them out, and just get back to me with those and the manuscript, okay?
And the manuscript.
Yes.
Oh, you want those sent at the same time?
Yes, fill out the forms and send the manuscript my way as well so we can move towards publishing. We're going to need your manuscript and book cover, right?
Excuse me?
Do you have a book cover?
No.
You don't have a book cover.
No, and the... Okay, now, when I email these, can I just keep emailing like 140 pages?
Yes, you can. You can just, is it a Word file, a PDF file? You can attach both of them. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when I talked to Daniel, he was talking about a page front a cover, and I said possibly if the title of the book is Appalachian Mountains, Childhood Memories. And I thought maybe Appalachian Mountains in large print and Childhood Memories in a little smaller print, maybe, whatever you say.
Like a subtitle.
And then a subtitle?
Yeah, you're saying Childhood Memories as a subtitle, right, or font?
No, the title of the book is Appalachian Mountains Childhood Memories.
Oh, so it's okay. Got it.
A subtitle, I don't know, would that be, life as it was viewed through a child, from a child's perspective, before, during, and after World War II.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Now, would that be a subtitle or just something that would go inside the book if someone's looking to see what the book's about?
You can keep any title. The thing is, normally books with longer titles have, there's a title that's the main heading, then there's a subtitle that's the rest of it. Whenever you, how should I put this? Send me the name and I'll describe it to you, okay? I'll give you another call later and we'll talk on that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and I saw there's no pictures in the book, but I don't know what else to put on the front cover except maybe a picture of a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Would that work?
We can do that. We can actually, have my team come up with something if it's possible, and we'll also talk to you about it.
Okay, I thought that like maybe a picture of a little girl that, you know, maybe would be kind of like behind a cloud or behind some kind of, that's not real sharp.
Mm-hmm.
A soft kind of image of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll have to see. But I don't have. Do I need to create a title page or something with the name of the book?
You just have to send me the manuscript. We'll deal with the rest.
All right. Good. This is not chapters. It is short story. It's a book of short stories, and there's 56 short stories.
56 short stories. No. Do you plan on adding any illustrations in the book?
That's what I was needing advice on. What kind of, no illustrations as far as pictures?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, perfect. But you do need us to design a book cover, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what else to do. Don't worry about it.
All right. So I will.
So yeah, fill out the forms. Okay. And the manuscript. Those are the two things I need to get, working.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Pull those up. Attach the message. And any other questions that you have?
Okay. This is, mm-hmm. Right here. This says content. Is it content or content?
Content.
Content hub. Book marketing services questionnaire client name. Did I put my name there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have my name, Mary E. Johnson, but my book, the author name is Mary Creech Johnson. So that's the name I'll use for the client name. Is that right?
Your client name would be your name. Go scroll down just a bit. You'll see author name and book title.
Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we separate those because people have pen names as well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. I see this. I'll fill this out and try to get this sent back to you then.
Perfect. If you have any problems, you can call me up. I'll talk to you on it, okay?
All right. Should I call you at the 217-598?
Yeah, you can just call me this one on the number you just called, okay? They'll get you through to me.
The number I just called?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day, Mary, and I look forward to seeing your book.
Bye. Great. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.